What does a person do when there's no food available anywhere? And we're talking about a famine of biblical proportions. No food on the shelves, no garden vegetables left, and nobody coming to help. In this type of dire situation, we need to realize that there are many dozens of wild plants growing everywhere that can sustain a person indefinitely until the circumstances improve. But how do we check a wild plant to see if it's okay to eat if you don't have a color photo manual handy or never even had one? Well, we're going to cover a test that's more than fairly reliable, I would say, if you would find yourself stranded or in a famine situation or possibly even lost in the deep forest for whatever reason. First of all, avoid these plants. Plants with three leaves to the end of a stem. Now we're talking about the poison ivy or poison oak type of families. Stay away from those. Three leaves, it's out. Don't use them. Plants with white sap, fine tiny hairs, white or green berries. We also want to avoid plants with flowers that look like something like umbrellas. As far as mushrooms or bulb roots, we're not going to be dealing with those. Leave those to the experts. There's too much of a chance with accidents with mushrooms. Stay away from fruit from plants that have, we might describe it as very shiny leaves. Very shiny leaves on a plant, we're going to avoid those. Now, we all know there's a lot of berries out there. What berries are good? No white or green ones. Now, some of the red ones are okay, but we have to proceed with caution, and we're going to be giving even the berries a test that we're going to discuss here in just a few moments. I'd like to mention that black-colored or blue-colored berries are usually okay, and also plant fruits that are single fruits growing on a stem. Those are usually okay, too. But we have to give them the general test for plant safety. So what is the test for safe plant edibility? We're going to test only one plant at a time, at only one part of the plant, such as the leaf or the stem or the inner bark. One part of the plant at a time. Because some plants could be poisonous in one part, and they may not be poisonous in another part of the same plant. So what we need to do is take your small section of your plant and rub a small bit of the plant on a sensitive part of your skin. Now, something such as the inner fold of your elbow, you know, where they take blood samples. That's a good spot. Or the side part of the skin where your bicep is. Or your wrist is an excellent spot for testing plants. Rub your plant on it well into the skin. Wait 10 minutes. And we'll be checking for any itching or redness or swelling or any other bad reaction. If your skin is okay after 10 minutes, you can bite off a very small amount of the plant. And we're talking about the size of maybe a little less than a quarter in diameter. And chew it for about another 10 minutes. But do not swallow. After this 10-minute chew test, we might call it, if your mouth is feeling fine, does not have any burning or stinging or swelling, then swallow what you chewed. Now, let's not confuse a little bitterness with an adverse reaction. Most wild edible plants are going to taste bitter to us, especially with our American diet, which is loaded with sugar. After this, we want to wait 8 hours. If all is well, then you can eat a small amount, maybe 1/8 of a cupful. And then we want to wait another 8 hours. And if you're feeling fine after this, you've just identified an edible plant and you can eat a little bit more, maybe a cupful. Even maybe a little bit more if you take well to it after a couple of days. But don't overeat. We have to remember that the stomach it's not going to be used to the immediate drastic change in diet. Go easy. Identifying 6 or so plants in this method is going to give you the ability to survive an emergency situation. And don't forget that you should not eat if you don't have any water available to have your body metabolize the food. Especially if you may be on the move, using up your body moisture for whatever reason. We'll have to cover that in another section on water procurement, but not right now. God bless, take care, and see you back here next week.